This was quite a departure from past practice. So I asked the new president of Pfizer, Jeff Kindler, I said, why are you doing this? And I could tell he didn't expect to be asked that. And he smiled. He said, first of all, it's the morally right thing to do. But he said, secondly, we don't have a sustainable business model. We cannot possibly go out 50 years just marketing all our products to 10 to 15% of the world. We ought to sell to 100% of the world. And in order to do that, our unit costs have to go down. That was the best news I'd heard in a long time. So I hope we can build on that in the years ahead. Along the way, a lot of us over the last decade have formed remarkable partnerships. The Global Fund has been instrumental in this because NGOs get about half the money from the Global Fund, and they're represented along with people living with HIV and healthcare providers and governments in the deliberations of the Global Fund. So I'm very grateful for that. And I think it's been very important to our success. I have to say, just by way of personal indulgence, because of my experience in Rwanda, Malawi, and Haiti, I'm especially grateful for our partnership with Partners in Health and Dr. Paul Farmer. And if you want to help Haiti to build its first national health system ever, number one, don't let anybody tell you it can't be done. Don't let anybody tell you the Haitians don't have the ability to do it. And if you want to help, see Paul Farmer before this is over. I hope I have made a lot of work for him on this. I also have to tell you, as a non-scientist, I'm very excited about what we have learned in social science research. The first time I heard about the first circumcision study, my instinct was it would work. And I was cautioned not to just go half crazy and advocate it all over the world until we had some proof. Well, we now know things we didn't know 2 years ago. We know circumcision reduces transmission in excess of 50%. We know treatment can reduce transmission by 90%. We know we have new tools that just 2 years ago we didn't have, new drugs and point-of-care technologies that bring care closer to people who need it. CHAI helps accelerate how quickly these new technologies get out there in places like Mozambique, thanks in no small measure to Irish Aid. We're working with the government there to use new point-of-care diagnostics, a simple handheld machine that can tell someone in any remote rural village right then and there what their CD4 count is. If we're going to use the CD4 count for determining when to start treatment early, we need these machines in every rural place in the world that can have it. I also want to say, as most of us in this audience know, before this meeting is over, there will be some very encouraging news on the scientific research front, and I believe there will be more in the next couple of months. I just want to say, I think the microbials will get better. I think that we'll get closer to a vaccine. I think we'll get closer to easy-to-take other preventive mechanisms. All this is good. But to paraphrase what Winston Churchill said when the British finally started winning a battle or two in World War II, this is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end. It is only the end of the beginning. In other words, we've ramped up. You've done a great job. But we have to transition now from what has essentially been make it up as you go along emergency response to one that we can sustain. 5 million people on treatment is a lot compared to where we started, but still just a third of those who need treatment today. We cannot get to the end of this epidemic without both more money and real changes in the way we spend it.